He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on February 22nd, Wednesday. This is episode 122 of Crypto Ballers. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving your five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. It is greatly appreciated. Now, before we get started, I do need to mention, if you can't tell, if the audio seems a little off, if it doesn't seem as high quality as you're used to, it's because we are recording on the road. We are not in studio for this podcast. So bear with us, and hopefully it is not too unbearable. We've done this a few times, though, and haven't got any complaints yet. So fingers crossed that everything goes nice and smooth during this podcast, because we have a couple exciting things to talk about. We have Kevin Durant certified packs dropping this week, tomorrow, actually, on Thursday. Now, it's going to be two separate packs with two separate qualifications and a whole list of odds of getting different sets in the pack. If that's a little confusing, we're going to break it all down. So cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT. We even dabble in other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem it worthy to make the Crypto Ballers airwaves. Now, because we're recording this podcast remotely, I really want to jump right into the topics, because these two packs, I've been getting a ton of questions about these two packs, as we've never seen. On NBA Top Shot, at least, we've never seen a pack drop or a pack contents, you know, like this before. We're used to getting, you know, we got the player checklist, and we know what we're going to get. If it's a base set, you're probably going to get all base set moments. If it's Hustle and Show, you're going to get base moments in a Hustle and Show. It's not, like, there isn't much for inserts. Like, you know what you're getting with NBA Top Shot, for the most part. Obviously, you don't know which player you're going to get, but you're going to know what set you're going to get. And for the first time ever, in NBA Top Shot, at least, it's going to be different. There's a shot you could get different rarity levels in a pack. Now, if you've been in the NFL All Day closed beta, you'll have a really good grasp of this concept, because it's essentially the same thing. All right, now NFL All Day, it doesn't have a 100% approval rating, believe it or not. I have been absolutely loving my time over there at NFL All Day. But there's users out there that aren't a fan, and it's because they don't like spending $49 on a pack where there's a good chance that you're going to end up getting three common moments for $49. And that rubs some people the wrong way. They feel like it's not worth the $49 price tag. You can get lucky. You can pull a rare. You could even pull a legendary, but obviously they're going to be very difficult. But it adds an extra layer of excitement to opening the pack, because you truly don't know what you're going to get. I've with NFL All Day, now I can only speak for myself, I've gotten four packs over on NFL All Day, and I find it more exciting than ripping a pack on NBA Top Shot, just because, you have an idea of what you're going to get on NBA Top Shot. With NFL All Day, you know, I've gotten some pretty shitty packs, but I've also gotten rares that were totally unexpected, and the odds just happened to be in your favor. So I really like the NFL All Day pack drop style, and now they're testing the waters with a bigger fan base over at NBA Top Shot. And this is where the Kevin Durant certified packs come into play. Now, there's going to be two separate packs. You're going to have a standard pack where it's going to run you $19, and then you have an elite tier pack, which is going to cost you $49. Again, if you're in the NFL All Day beta and you've gotten a pack over there, this should not be news to you, and you should know how to handle this drop. But for the people that haven't got into the closed beta yet, or maybe you've got into the closed beta, but you haven't been able to land a pack yet, this will be a nice little refresher so you know what's in store for you on Thursday, and you can see if these packs are for you. Maybe both of them aren't. Maybe only one of them is. So we're going to break down both in detail, probably too much detail. Now, we were able to get our hands on the player list early. Now, the player list is the same for both packs. That's very important to note. All right, so it's not like there's going to be better players in the standard pack, or I should say it's not like there'll be better players in the elite tier pack than there is in the standard pack, even though there's a, you know, pretty nice price difference between the two. It's the same exact player list. The only thing that changes with your money is you're essentially paying for better odds. Now, before we get into the pack details, let's talk about the player list. Let's talk about what these new moments are, in fact, going to be. Now, the new set is going to be called Game Recognized Game. Personally, I'm a fan of the artwork for this pack. I am a fan of the name. I think Game Recognized Game is a pretty nice name, right? Where does it rank amongst, like, Cool Cats and Hustle and Show? I definitely like it better than Fresh Threads. You know, forget Fresh Threads. I can't stand that drop. Anyway, you guys already know, not a fan of the Fresh Threads drop over here. So the Game Recognized Game player list is as follows. Now, each of these moments will be a 10K limited edition moment. And we're going to be getting a Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Donovan Mitchell, Anthony Edwards, Ja Morant, and Nikola Jokic. Now, a really cool thing about this Game Recognized Game set is that it is true. Kevin Durant actually handpicked all of these moments himself. And not only did he handpick these guys, he also has commentary on every single one of these plays, which, again, we haven't seen before. Now, we have seen commentary of players on their own moments, but we've never seen commentary from a different player on another guy. You know what I mean? So, you know, we had, what was it? The Mike Conley talking about his play. Kevin Durant talking about his play. These moments, you'll have Kevin Durant talking about Devin Booker. Kevin Durant talking about Steph Curry, which is interesting because, you know, those guys were teammates. And you get to hear why he picked these plays. So I think that's a really cool, unique aspect. And I like that a lot about the Game Recognized Game. So that is your player list, and all of them will be 10K limited edition. And also, there will be some sort of challenge where the reward will be a Kevin Durant moment himself, okay? So keep that on the hush. That might not be out there for everyone to know yet, but there will be a Kevin Durant reward, so there will be a challenge for the Game Recognized Game. All right, so first up, let's talk about the cheaper option of the two Kevin Durant certified packs. We're going to cover the standard pack first. So the description reads, Kevin Durant is about to drop the first ever NBA Top Shot set curated by an NBA player, featuring six moments handpicked and narrated by KD himself, dropping Thursday, February 3rd, aka tomorrow, and in a first of its kind pack released. And then it reads here, I'm going to continue on. Want to make history with KD? KD's certified standard packs, a brand new format with the possibility to pull some of the highly coveted moment / NFTs on NBA Top Shot, dropping this Thursday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Eastern for the standard. Now let's see, I already read that part. Okay, so there's going to be 135,000 packs available, and each pack will cost $19. There'll be one queue, and here is the part that absolutely horrifies me for the standard $19 pack. It says here, every pack will include four moments, three being guaranteed Series 3 base moments, which again, that's the part that isn't much of a surprise. This next part is where it gets dangerous. It reads here that the fourth moment potentially being from the common, rare, or legendary tier. Now, we got to elaborate on that more because at face value, that sounds fantastic. So you're guaranteed three commons, which usually costs about $9 from a base set, but you're spending $19 on it. So that one extra moment, it could be common, could be rare, or could be legendary. Sounds great, but we're going to get into the odds, which is where it gets sketchy, but we'll get to that in just a second. So the common sets that it can be is a Series 3 base moment, which is always a shot at a 4K rookie, but you guys know how hard it is to get the 4K rookies nowadays. So it's going to be S3 and then game recognized game set technically is a common moment. It's a 10K limited edition, but it's a common, just like Cool Cats is a common. Seeing Stars is a common. It's a limited edition like insert, but it's still a common. So Series 3 base set and game recognized game are the two commons that, you know, your special common moment could be. For the rare, it could be Metallic Gold limited edition. And for the legendary, it could be a holo icon. So you're not going to get like a Deck the Hoops as your legendary. If you're lucky enough to get a legendary, then it'll be a holo icon. All right, so like I was saying about the queue, there is going to be one queue. The collector score requirement will be zero. So anybody can line up for this drop. It's going to be 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, it is interesting that they're adding purchase limits that go by your collector score, which we've never seen before. So it costs zero collector score to get in, and if you have a zero collector score, you can purchase one pack. If you have a collector score of 1,000, you're eligible to purchase two packs when it's your turn. If you have a collector score of 3,000, you're eligible for three. If you have a collector score of 5,000, then you're eligible to get four packs at checkout. And there's going to be 135,000 packs for sale, which was already mentioned. So that, I like that. So anybody can line up, but depending on your collector score, it'll, you know, let you purchase X amount of packs. I think that's a really cool way to implement and have a collector score requirement, but not a make or break scenario where you need a collector score of X to be eligible for the drop. You don't need collector score X anymore. You can get in, but if you have a high enough collector score, then you can get multiple packs. I really like that concept. Maybe not for like a big time rare drop or a holo icon drop, because I mean that'd be nuts. I don't know how they'd be able to pull off that, but for a common drop like this, I like it. Now, this drop will feature some airdrops, and there was already a snapshot taken, and you'll get one bonus pack for each completed set of the following list. So if you completed base set series 1, got game series 1, early adopters series 1, base set 2, cool cat series 2, base set 3, or WNBA summer of 2021, for each of those fully completed sets, you will get one additional airdropped game recognized game standard pack. Alright, so far, so good. You're probably wondering, why am I concerned about this pack? Everything about it, you know, sounds pretty good so far. This is where it gets sketchy, especially if you have a high enough collector score where you can purchase multiple of these packs for $19 a piece. This is where I get very hesitant, and it's about the odds. So let's go ahead and read it. It says, within each standard pack, there is a 73.31% chance of the fourth moment being a base set. That right there horrifies me. So that means that, you know, 3/4 of the packs are going to have just another S3 base set 60K moment. And that would be absolutely devastating to purchase a pack for $19 and get four S3 base sets that are worth, what, maybe $2? Maybe three? So that part, that sucks. The vast majority of people that are going to spend $19 on this pack are going to end up getting, you know, a base set S3, not even going to get a Higa game, or not Higa game, a game recognized game moment. And that hurts, because you also got to try to figure out and calculate how much money are these, I almost said Higa game again, how much money are these game recognized game moments going to warrant in the marketplace? If you're spending $20 on a pack, you could maybe put that $20 towards one of these moments in the marketplace. Now, I do think that these game recognized game moments will be worth more than $20. There's only six players. They're all big name guys. They're all 10K limited editions. You got Kevin Durant narrating them. So I do think that they're going to be worth more than $20. Will they be worth, you know, 60? Will they be worth 80? We're talking about if you're getting multiple packs on Thursday. I don't know. It's interesting. But a lot of people are going to end up getting screwed in that fourth moment. It's going to be a base set, and you're going to feel like you got absolutely robbed. Anyways, let's continue with the with these percentages. So like I was saying, just about a 74% chance the fourth moment will just be a regular base set S3 moment. There is a 23.9% chance that the fourth moment will be a common game recognized game. Again, only 24% chance of getting a new game recognized game moment. That is not great. And then this is where it gets sketchy too, where why do they even bother mentioning how you can get a rare or a legendary when you hear these percentages? So the chance of you getting a Metallic Gold limited edition from the $19 standard Kevin Durant certified pack, the percentage chance of getting a Metallic Gold limited edition is 2.5%. That is awful. That is terrible odds. 2.5% chance of getting a Metallic Gold limited edition. Now, if you were to get one, I mean, that'd be stellar, and you'd definitely make your money back. But there's some crappy Metallic Gold limited edition moments out there that aren't worth all that much. And if you get four of these packs at $20 a piece, and you get like a, I don't know, a Reggie Jackson Metallic Gold limited edition, you're gonna kind of break even. You know what I mean? But still, a 2.5% chance, that is just, oh, that is so low, it's horrifying. And with the percentage being 2.5%, what do you think the percentage chance of getting legendary would be? I'll give you a second to think about it, all right? You know, write down your guesses, don't show anyone, look to your left, look to your right, make sure that you have your boards covered. Ready? On the count of three, turn your boards around and tell me what percentage chance of getting a holo icon out of the standard pack is going to be. And go. Nobody got it. That's crazy. So the actual correct answer for the percentage chance of getting a legendary moment out of the standard Kevin Durant certified pack is 0.079% of getting a legendary. Now, obviously, to get a legendary, it's going to need to be hard, but that is unbelievably difficult to get a legendary. So if you get a legendary from the $19 standard pack, then you need to like go to your local drugstore, you need to get it like a stack of lottery tickets, and like there's bigger and better things in your future if you're lucky enough to get a holo icon out of this pack. 0.079% chance. That is wildly low. So this pack definitely has me a little bit concerned. I just know how frustrating it's going to be, not even just for myself, but for anybody that spends $19 on this pack. And, you know, maybe you don't have the highest collector score. Maybe you don't have that much Dapper saved up, and you can only afford one or maybe two of these packs. Can you imagine spending $40 on these two packs and you end up leaving with 8 S3 60K commons? That'd be heartbreaking. All right, let's talk about the other Kevin Durant certified pack, the Elite Series, and see if this one's going to be any better. All right, so this is the Elite Tier Kevin Durant certified pack. This one is going to run you $49, and there's going to be significantly less of these packs available. There's only going to be 22,000. So going from like 135K down to 22K, that is a big time drop off. Now, there will be one queue yet again, but however, this one will have a collector score requirement, and it is a hefty one. You're going to need a collector score of 10,000 points to be eligible to get in line for the Kevin Durant Elite drop. Now, there is a collector score bonus where you get one point of collector score per $1 spent in the marketplace before the snapshot. So there will be people that, you know, that do qualify for this drop that normally wouldn't. So make sure you're collecting and making sure that you get your requirements up to par if you want to participate in this $49 drop. Now, let's compare the two packs and see if it's worth spending or getting your collector score up, first of all, and then see if it's worth spending the extra money, the $49. So instead of the four moments, you're actually going to get five in the Elite pack. You're going to get four guaranteed S3 moments, and the fifth moment potentially being a common, rare, or legendary tier, same thing as the standard. So let's go ahead and see here. All the sets are the same. So for rare, it can only be a metallic gold. The commons will be S3 or game recognized game. And legendary still can only be the holo icon. So all the same there. Just one extra moment so far. Now the queue for this one will actually be earlier than the standard. Kind of like how we just had the rare and legendary dropped the same day at like Christmas time, where the legendary came first and then the metallic gold came second. We're getting the same thing here. The elite pack will be first and then the standard pack will be second. So the elite tier will be at 1 p.m. Eastern and then 3 p.m. Eastern for the standard. Again, you need a 10,000 collector score to be eligible for this drop. Now there is yet again another tier system where you can purchase one pack at 10,000 collector score points. If you have a collector score of 25,000, then you'll be eligible to purchase two packs. 50,000, you'll be eligible for three. And if you somehow have a collector score of over 100,000 points, you'll be eligible to purchase five of these packs, which is pretty wild. Now, there will also be more airdrops for the Elite Series than the Standard. So you'll get three packs for each of the completed set. The Holo Icon Series 2, the In Her Bag Summer 2021, and you'll get one pack for each of these completed sets, Metallic Gold for Series 1, 2, and 3, and the WNBA Run It Back Summer of 2021. All right, so if you've completed any of those sets, you will be airdropped a pack, which is pretty sweet. Now let's talk about the odds. So like I said at the beginning of the show, you're essentially paying the extra money. You're going from $19 to $49. You're spending 30 extra bucks for one extra moment and better odds. So it says here, within each Elite pack, there is a 90% chance of one of your moments being from the game recognized game set. There it is right there. Like, that's the end of story. That's the reason why you're spending the extra money, because you're essentially pretty much guaranteed that the fifth moment in this pack will be at least a game recognized game moment, which again, this comes back to how much will this moment be worth on the marketplace? Will it be worth more than $49? I truly believe it will. So this pack is going to be positive EV, which is great. It's just a son of a bitch to get into because it has a very high collector score threshold. And then you got to worry about the people in front of you. And wouldn't it be the worst thing, right, if, like, there's six people ahead of you in line, there's, like, six, you know, or there's, like, one person ahead of you in line, and they happen to be this guy who has 100,000 collector score, and he buys the last five packs, and you just get screwed like that? So it could be a frustrating, you know, queue to get through, but if you can get one of these packs, I truly believe it's going to be positive EV, because if you get, like, the worst pull you can, you're going to get a Higa game. And looking at the player list, you know, no shots to my guy, but if you get like probably a Donovan Mitchell game recognized game, Kevin Durant narrated moment, that's probably the worst pack you can get. All right, and that's saying something, because I think anybody would be happy pulling a Donovan Mitchell, you know, game recognized game moment. No shots at Donovan, just going off the player list. He was the first player that came to mind, and he also hasn't been playing lately. He's been injured, so I imagine his value would probably be the least on this list. But again, that's not really important. I do think that the $49 Elite Kevin Durant Certified Pack will be positive EV. Now, let's continue to talk about the odds. So, again, essentially 90.5% chance that you'll be getting a game-recognized game moment. There is a 8% chance that the fourth moment will be a Metallic Gold Limited Edition, which is interesting. So you're going from, 2.5% up to 8%. That's a pretty nice jump. And then there is a 1.49% chance that you'll get a legendary holo icon moment, which is up from 0.07. So all the odds are more so in your favor in the Elite drop. You're pretty much guaranteed to get a game recognized game. And if you don't get a game recognized game, nothing to cry about. It's because you ended up getting a Metallic Gold Limited Edition or a holo icon instead. So the $49 Elite pack, definitely worth it in my opinion. Now you have to deal with the collector score bonus, which can be a pain in the ass for some people. But if you can get to the 10K mark with, you know, you gotta remember, a lot of people got bonuses, collector score bonuses from marketplace spending. So if you're eligible for the Elite Series Kevin Durant Certified Pack, absolutely jump in line. I think that this is a really good pack. Now the Standard $19 pack, that one truly horrifies me to my core, and I'm afraid that if I get in line, we're gonna all end up buying multiple packs if we're eligible, and the fact that there's gonna be people that buy two, three, or four packs, and the majority of those packs are just gonna have yet another, I don't know, a Kobe Martin 60k CC, and then you'll want to, like, I don't even know. You want to forget about the whole, you know, the whole experience, and you're probably going to at Kevin Durant on Twitter and talk some shit like, what the hell kind of a drop was that? I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what I do if I ended up getting screwed like that. But the $49 drop, definitely interesting. All right. I think that that is a lock for positive EV. I think it's going to be super fun. The standard $19 pack scares me. Okay. Maybe you're more bullish on the $19 pack. You know, it's $30 cheaper and you still have a chance to get a game recognized game. All right. But the numbers don't lie. The standard pack, you have a 23.9% chance of getting a game recognized game. So we'll just round that up to 24. So do you want a 24% chance of game recognized game or a 90% chance of game recognized game? I mean, if you're a gambling man, you can go in on the standard, buy as many standards as you possibly can and hope that you can get one from it, or you can pay a little extra and essentially guarantee your spot. So really, it's up to you, however you want to manage your Dapper. You know, I have no right to tell you, you know, what to do, but I'm just talking from my point of view. I'm going to be getting in both of these queues. Don't get it twisted, but I'm way more excited about the Elite Kevin Durant Certified Pack. And that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Hopefully this whole breakdown helped you decide which pack you're leaning towards, the standard or the elite tier. At me on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Let me know which pack you decide. All right, I'll catch you guys on Friday.